This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One of the questions that so many sisters want to know when it's Ramadan is, what can you do when you can't pray? So sisters, just because you can't pray, that does not mean that you should stop striving and trying to do as many righteous deeds that you can besides fasting and prayer. This is still the month of mercy and forgiveness. This is still the month in which in every day and night there are people who Allah Ta'ala chooses to save them from the fire. So sisters, don't let the fact that you have your menses stop you from striving to do whatever you can to get close to Allah Ta'ala in this month. Focus on saying your morning and evening adhkar, the du'as of the morning and evening that you can find in the book, The Fortress of a Muslim. Also saying as much dhikr of Allah as you can, whatever you're doing throughout the day and night. Whether you're cooking for the family, whether you're driving the children to school, saying subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Also saying a lot of istighfar, astaghfirullah. And also make sure you're still taking that time to sit and recite and revise your Quran each day without directly touching the Arabic mushaf. And use this time also to, you know, visit a sick sister for the sake of Allah or a relative. Give sadaqah, attend lessons. And you know, when you're not able to pray, this is one of the best times for you to cook food for those who are fasting and invite them for iftar or to send them food, inshallah. I ask Allah Ta'ala to accept our fasting and prayers from us in this month and all of our righteous deeds.
Ramadan, welcome home. Ramadan, Ramadan.